This is Stavin's Den.
Welcome back. Last segment of the show. On the break, we heard new music from Rexstar with the song Eternity Collide. And you can learn more about them at khb-music.de. Rexstar, Eternity Collide, khb-music.de. All right. Let me find my Scamming Scammers music, or my Scambusters music, whatever the fuck segment we're doing. What are we doing here?
Whatever the fuck music.
Whatever the fuck we're doing. Something. I'm going to find something to amuse yous.
I'm freezing. Holy cow. You guys aren't cold?
No.
You must I like it cold.
Huh?
I like it cold.
Don't beg your pardon.
I'm intimidated. You're wearing a hoodie.
God. You're like death.
I just put my hand on Joe's cheek, and he looked like I had just raped him. He was like, what?
You have that just rape look.
He was like, oh!
Do people not know what you're thinking? Oh, hire Pippin or Cold Hands.
That's right. They'll have a look of humiliation and horror and immediately.
Unless it's date rape. Then it's just satisfaction.
Yeah.
Well, if you're the raper. Well, yeah, fuck it.
Yeah, yeah, right. Yeah.
I was going to do a school. Fuck it. Whatever. Yep. A lot of boys are sleeping with the teachers. That's what I'm saying. But like one, like groomed him for had a 3-year relationship with him when he was 14, and now they had a kid together. Shit's getting fucked up.
Oh yeah.
Wait a minute. A new person? It wasn't just like the old one that.
Yeah. This shit's happening all the
Mary
time.
Mary Lou Latourneau. Was that it?
Yeah, there's a name I never remember, but yeah, it sounds about right. Yeah.
But how does when you get called in over it? Bill, sit down. How's Jewel? God, that's good. Bill. You can't fuck the students. You can't.
No, this is a female teacher.
Oh.
Yeah.
Can fuck the students.
Susan, you can't fuck the students.
Well, that's the line from old guy. Sounds great to me. She's a hot piece of ass. There's more to it than that. Yes, but no. It's a little more complicated.
Yeah. No, it should be.
Guys never say that when they're like, the teacher's really fat and ugly, though. Oh, why isn't he bragging? Look at her.
Oh,
the only time teachers would fuck me is when they would call home at 8 o'clock at night.
Funny.
Oh, then you were.
Who's on the phone? It's my teacher. What do they want? I don't know. They want to talk to you. Well, what is it? It's like, well, they're not going to say. Ask if I'm watching Happy Days right now.
Can't be good.
They should. Yeah. All right. So let's. Yeah. All right, Pip. So you do your thing. I'll do my thing.
I'll just sit here and look pretty.
Or whatever it is you do.
So our first category, as always, is Mr. Davin. And our second category is Fuck You. And
Fuck You.
Oh, no. I forgot to say the
category.
Is that
the president to the press?
Oh, sorry. That's what I was just thinking.
Fuck you.
And I know we didn't have any hits with this last week. But I'm trying again. Third category, Mummy.
Mummy?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I know.
No, I'm not.
You could do better, Pip.
Oh, no. Mummy. All right, let's go. I'm going to go with, four Mr. Davins.
Okay.
Fuck You, I'm going to go with 7.
Whoa.
They don't count when you call them, say, to us. You know that, right?
I understand that.
You can't add to the total.
To clarify.
And Mummy, I'm going with 0.
Okay. That's
no faith in
that's
you.
Completely no. Fine. All right, so I'm going to say 5 Mr. Davins. I'm going to go with 5 Fuck Yous and 2 Mummies. Lisa is saying, I'm sorry, Joe's girl got in there first.
Everybody's just a rush to get in on this hot conversation.
2 Mr. Davins.
Joe's going, get out of the way, Lisa. Americans before Canadians.
That's
Let's
right.
go.
That's what we always say, isn't it? No. 2 Mr. Davins, 2 Fuck Yous, and 1 Mummy. And Lisa will probably be along any second with her choices. So go right ahead.
Thanks, boss.
No problem. I like the sound of that.
Yeah, I bet you do. Something you'll never hear. All right. Dateline, September 15, 2014. Now, remember, with Anne, we actually saw her mid-conversation. Like change personality.
Oh, yeah. That's called bipolar.
Yeah. Might be tripolar with her at this point. I don't even know. Me, Davin.
Me, Davin.
Now, how we rule on
that's,
it.
That's what I'm
how
asking.
How we rule on
that's
it.
What, she was going for Mr., but she fucked up.
Technically, I think it doesn't count.
I think technically it doesn't count because we've had so many... We've had so many arguments about plural versus singular, I think it doesn't count.
Plus, that could actually be a category. If she keeps it up, it actually could be the damn thing.
It could be me.
Me, Davin, could actually be a thing. So it's just the judges say it no.
I'm sorry. I
glad you guys settled that peacefully. No, I didn't even have to intervene.
Get my torch?
It's right behind you, Joe, ready to go.
Hold on a second. I have to interject for just to be totally accurate. It would be... Me, Davin.
Correct.
Me, thank Davin. Correct.
But
I couldn't have sold it if I went me, Davin.
No, you couldn't have.
Yeah. So no good.
No good.
Oh,
no good.
It was so close. It was like a touchdown pass, but the receiver dropped it at the last second.
It was like, yeah. Boom.
A butt fumble of typing.
A butt fumble.
All right. So me, Davin. No, I'm
yes,
Davin.
You are. Yes, you are.
Me, Davin.
Me, Davin.
Me, you, Pip.
Me, new show. You other mics.
You other mics.
You make jokes.
You fuck.
Try.
Fuck you.
Try.
You try make jokes. Well, me talk.
<We've done more. laughs>
That's essentially the
you
bottom.
You fail.
We've done worse promos.
Oh, that.
You make
I've
jokes.
I've written worse shit
talk.
Than that.
Oh, God, that's.
You can do that.
You try and make jokes while me talk.
I don't know if it's caveman or Native American. I don't know what you're doing, but either way, it works. I guess if it was caveman, it'd be more grunting.
Oh, yeah.
Try this again for the third time. Me, Davin. Eric Bohr blocked out everything in order to run away. This is what Green said. So they took the money from victim C, saying they helped the victims. All they ask is money, money. They are scammers.
Yeah.
I re-downloaded Yahoo Messenger in order to collect all of the info. I do not lie. These people are true scammers. They are online every day. Please report the truth on your radio show, because I do not erase the conversations. So I said, I'm finding it hard to get the scammers' high five page, page because you claim they are invisible. She claimed that they were invisible on this page. I go, is there a way to see it even if they claim to be invisible? Do you ever talk to them on high five? Mr. Davin!
Ah, one on the board.
They have no profiles on High Five. I did check it. They have only Yahoo Messenger. It is possible for them to be invisible on Yahoo Messenger. I am checking the conversations before I will send it to you tomorrow. Then she goes, bingo! David Moore's online now. Bingo, kids.
Was his name on?
Yes.
David Moore, riding through the land. Monty Python.
Oh, okay.
It was Dennis Moore, actually.
All right.
I love Python.
Mr. Davin!
Oh, too.
Dose in Spanish.
Thank
Miller
you.
Is online now. September 16, 2014. Mr. Davin!
Trace.
Wow.
Can you believe in this kind of story? Not for nothing. It's been a little tough.
Kind of on the horseshit side.
Idiot Green! I think she was describing the Jets.
Stupid purple.
Stupid purple. Annoying orange.
The den is the den are now the Davin's 10 Crayola crayon colors.
Aggravating fuchsia. <Yeah. laughs> Racially incentive burnt sienna, which is ironic.
Oh, it's the sarcastic package. Yeah.
Idiot Green told me that brown cotton.
Brown cotton.
By the way, if your cotton's brown, throw it or flush it.
Yeah, really, it's not good.
No. Want to help? And then he will bring gold bars to Japan. He flew to North Korea.
It's a very colorful paragraph.
Yeah, really.
Green wanted to send his daughter to come to me. Miller wanted to return the money to
me.
As long as the gold bars are sold out. They make the scam skill to scam me. Number one, I like when she has lists.
I know, I love that.
I never see the gold bars by only males, because they don't fucking exist.
By only males?
Only, well, not the ones with junk, the ones that deliver shit.
They have junk in the back.
Sure. Number two, they started threatening me a lot, and then they never turned the money to me. Number three, they are typical scammers because they choke the victim's money. Scammers as well as criminals.
So you should have put that as one.
Oh,
you
I know.
One
you never know when she's going to throw these things out.
Funny. This fucking Miller will go to jail. I will see him in jail.
Why?
Well, maybe a visit.
Well, oh, okay.
Conjugal visit. There. I mean, there was something there at one point.
I was hoping for that.
Yes, I'm sorry. So now this is a conversation between Anne and Miller from February 19th. And now he is using the handle skill pull grander. Remember at times we didn't know who that was? That's Miller.
What is it called again?
Skill pull grander.
Skill?
S-K-I-L. P O G R A N D A. Why, are you going to fucking look for him on Yahoo Messenger?
No, I'm just really curious. Like, how do they come up with these names?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know.
It's bad Scrabble. I don't know.
Could be real. Who knows?
Ann says, come here. The stupid scam kills me. Miller says, please leave me alone.
Can you blame him?
No.
No. Ann says, you're fucking gold bars.
I never. That's a dirty rumor.
We just fooled around once.
Yeah, they're not as malleable as you think, so yeah, no, I did not.
I got to work up to fucking them there.
Really?
Not as malleable as you think.
Write that down. Ann goes, why do I need to pay for it? You kill me. You blame people. Miller goes, pay what? Ann goes, tax clearance, certificates. Fuck you.
Ah, oh, fuck you, number one.
Ah.
I didn't mean fuck you. I meant
no.
fuck
you.
Nice.
Ann goes, you're all liars. Miller goes, you are a fool.
True. True, yeah, if you think about the whole damn thing.
I feel like this is a Trump press conference. Like, he's just yelling at Jim Acosta.
Liars.
And Jim Acosta's firing back. I feel like that's where we've gone with the Miller-Jackson relationship. Just two people have had enough of each other.
Actually, we should get the transcripts side by side.
Like Trump and Acosta, there was love at one time, but now it's gone awfully.
Get off the rail.
You're fake. No, you're fake. You're a fake military man. No, you're fake.
No, you're
fake.
Fake news.
You're a fake scam expert. And you're fake news. Yeah. And this tan is fake. Everybody's fake. It's all fake. This hair, that's fucking real.
Oh, it's so sad.
Well, anyway. You're all liars. Miller goes, you are a fool. You don't know who lied to you, bitch.
Whoa.
That sounds like a rap song.
And Joe puts on his hoodie. Ann goes, I will block out everything and never contact all of you mafias, scammers. I will never pay. You are assholes. Miller goes, me?
Yeah, you.
Wait. Green will tell you I killed myself.
He will, Willie.
I'll tell him to tell you I killed myself.
That's right. I'm dead. Boo, I'm a ghost.
Ann goes, I will go to police. Miller goes, bye. And Ann goes,
yeah, well, you stupid.
Bye.
Ann goes, to ask them to arrest
me.
Why would you ask them to arrest yourself?
Because she's gone.
But she, what is she? She's
raving
dead.
Crazy.
She lost the plot. She
doesn't end her life.
Arrest me.
No, it's Miller who lost his life.
Yeah, but why would you? Yeah, why would you do that? I mean, can you imagine the cops? Okay, this is going to be a good one. Probably a lot of paperwork, but I got to hear this.
Maybe
okay.
Maybe that she thinks or knows that the whole gold bar thing is illegal. You know, and if she's an accessory, but maybe she doesn't care.
I can't.
Yeah,
imagine
I think we're trying to apply too much
that.
Logic. I think it was just a fuck up.
Yeah. Well, she's just getting hysterical and saying crazy stuff now.
February 20th, she goes, "You destroy me." I even has no money to buy food today. My company calls and calls. I will go to jail soon. Fuck you!
Oh, wow. There's number two.
Assholes.
Wow. That'll show nice. Them.
No, that's there.
Oh.
I wouldn't just say that. You are a real criminal who destroys me, and you kill me. Miller goes, please leave me alone.
Is that to her or us?
All of us. Please leave me alone. Please.
He says, please.
He put two pleases.
He did.
Please.
Please. Pain in the ass.
I'm being that's polite hilarious. About it.
She's a pain in the ass.
Oh,
Ann
funny.
Goes, I will go to jail soon. You destroy me. You do. Miller goes, I did nothing, please. Ann goes, you lie. There is no gold bars. You took my money to pay lots of certificates and tax. Fuck you.
Oh, wow. Number three.
Who
wow.
knew? Wow. Good night for fuck you. Yeah. Always a good night for fuck you here in the den.
Yeah. Yes, it is. Fuck you.
Miller goes, what is your problem? Ann goes, you took my money.
Duh.
Miller goes, no. No.
It's so great the way they're just like, you know, something so obvious is like, you just cut my hand off. No.
I've seen that act out before, but anyway, I'll move on.
I know.
Pay no attention to my words and my actions.
Yes. Yes.
No. This might have to be this next one might have to be what the segment's called.
Okay.
He goes, no, your Dr. Phil told you that.
What?
Apparently, he gets basic TV too. He gets the network. Yeah, because Dr. Phil was doing all these scams specials and shit.
Oh my God.
That's hysterical.
Oh my God.
I think we might have to call the segment that. You're Dr. Phil.
You need to pay the money.
Miller goes, I now see you are a fool. And goes, you are assholes. You kill me. I will send the story out to fool Interpol and FBI. Believe me. Miller goes, okay. Do it now. And goes, and I quote, fuck you.
Oh, number four. I'm feeling it. I'm feeling the love. You are feeling the hate.
Yeah, no mummies, though.
No, not yet.
But a lot of fuck you. Yeah. Very good. She goes, you are a real criminal. You send
me
to jail. Fuck you.
Oh, number five.
You asked me to pay for your flight, medical, and everything. You are now okay. You set up my life. You destroy me. Miller goes, and I quote, how?
Jerk.
And goes, you were a criminal, a real criminal. Miller goes, what are you talking?
Oh, my God.
And goes, criminal, criminal, scammer, 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 scammer. A liar, a mafia, you kill me. You do kill me.
She just
said a piece of paper, like a rapid fire right down his damn page. It's hysterical. It looks funnier in writing, to tell you the truth.
She got a case of the keystrokes.
Yeah, really? Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Really? Yeah.
Except
really?
Hers was scammer, scammer, scammer.
Oh, that's funny, yeah.
She got stuck in a rut. Scammer, scammer.
Somebody, where's the fonts? We need somebody to hit her on the side so she plays the song.
That's so funny. Oh, my God.
Miller, so she goes, you do kill me. And Miller goes, you kill me.
That'll show you.
You and Brown. And goes, Brown is your FBI. I am not America's citizen. Miller should say, neither am I.
Neither. None of us are, you know.
And says, and I quote. Any guesses?
Fuck you.
Close. Guck you. Spelling got us on two tonight.
Oh, my God.
That's funny. We's been robbed.
Twice we drifted back to the wall. Ball was going over the fence.
Yeah.
Pulled it back in. Just a long fly ball out.
Damn it.
Guck you. But then she says, fuck you.
Ah, I went on the board.
You can't have a spelling error like that on the board. Yeah. You got to be understood when you're gucking someone.
Yes.
And goes, I will see your gold bars. We'll be in the treasury. Do not contact me anymore. All I want is to pay my company. Miller goes, who? And goes, I do hate you and Brown. Do not contact me. Miller goes, why did you tell Brown I killed myself?
Yeah, but wait a minute. She didn't. She didn't say.
No, she was pissed that he didn't kill himself.
Right, but she said, tell him that I killed myself.
No, remember, she was concerned that Miller was going to kill himself.
Oh, right.
And goes, you make my life useless. You did. Miller goes, my friend, go and sit down.
Soothe yourself.
She got a timeout.
Go to the corner.
It's in the corner.
Miller goes, I am deleting you now. And goes, do it. Miller goes, and I quote, asshole. He separated.
Because
put a space in there.
Asshole is not going to do it.
Maybe she saw a donkey in a ditch.
Could be. A Democrat trying to win an election. Asshole.
Funny.
And goes, all I need is pay my company. I cannot pay. I will go to jail. Bye. You kill me. Miller goes, yes.
That one he's owning.
Thank you for your candor, sir.
Bye. And goes, do not contact me. You are all scammers. Miller goes, and I quote, thank you.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
You can call me any names. And goes, I lost my money. I lost my career. You are a scammer. Miller goes, you wanted to steal my gold. Apparently there was a rainbow involved.
You wanted to steal my gold, you a fucking leprechaun.
That's what I was into that.
Yes.
And goes, a real scammer. And Miller goes, you arranged for Yakuza.
Wow.
I don't know what that is.
I beg your pardon, sir.
That's a dirty act. Is that like Bukkake?
I don't know.
It's going to be a mess. Better get a tarp down for this Yakuza. Miller goes, to take the gold from Brown. I guess Yakuza's somebody else. To take the gold from Brown. And goes, who wanted your gold? Miller goes, ha, 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 criminal. And goes, you're a real scammer. You are. Do not contact me. Miller goes, and I quote, fuck you.
Thank you. Wow.
Miller puts one on the board. Usually right. reserved for Ann.
Yeah.
Miller puts one on the board.
He was tired of her taking all the glory.
Apparently. Ann goes, you just use other people to pay. You are assholes. Please do not contact me. Deal with your gold bars. Fuck you.
Oh, wow.
You destroy my life. You will burn in hell. You fucking assholes. I will kill you. What the result? Miller goes, I will send some boys to Japan.
Oh.
You will see. Ann goes, see fucking boys?
Wow.
That's not going to make it as a boy band.
Yeah.
See fucking boys. They're not going to be able to play malls.
Well, wait, it depends. It might make it in a different way.
Scammers? Scammers! Miller goes, go to hell. Ann goes, you'll burn in hell. Miller goes, I will freeze all those accounts. A lot of weather going on here.
Yeah, really.
Miller goes, you called Mr. Eric, Dr. Melvin, scammers. You will suffer in the fire. Ann goes, who? You? Your gold bars. Fuck you!
Oh, my God.
We're breaking the fuck you machine.
I know. I think I underestimated by a long shot.
Ann goes, I see nothing. And Miller goes, you.
You?
You.
Just you.
And scene.
Wow.
Thoughts?
Wow.
Well, well, well.
That was a good old-fashioned brawl.
It was.
I think she's coming to the realization that they're scammers, and I think he's coming to the realization that they are, you know, that she he'll tell her and don't care.
Yeah, I mean, it's bizarre that he's just like, yeah, thanks. Yeah.
He don't care. Miller just wants to be left alone, and we've seen this before. Yeah. Enough, woman.
Please leave me alone. Please.
And honestly, every man's been there.
Baby, baby, please, baby, please, baby, baby, please.
Baby, just go in the corner, sit down, go guck yourself. Enough.
Just time out in the corner.
You need a time out.
Yes, yes. I need a time out from you.
Yeah,
please
so things
stop.
Things are not going well for our friends.
Yeah.
It's unfortunate.
Yeah, well, let's see. We had... three Mr. Davins.
Okay.
That was Lisa.
Yeah, Lisa. There you go.
And we had nine fuck you.
Oh, you don't get... Wow, that very high.
That is crazy
the
high.
The fuck yous were a flying.
And the closest anybody got was Joe, and he said seven.
Well, nobody knows fuck you like Joe.
Right.
Well, saying it and hearing it. You
know. He was the closest. And
yeah,
then,
it's my life.
I had no mummies. I had zero mummies. So... I have to say that Lisa got it because Joe was close to the fuck yous, but not on the money, and Lisa got 3 and 0. So Lisa won tonight.
There you go. Men have died. That was
the
rules.
But damn, when I said 5, I was like, oh, she's never going to say fuck you 5 times. Wow.
You hit the jackpot tonight. You felt fuck you.
I did. I felt the fuck you vibe. But I felt that when I came down the stairs.
Was it in my eyes?
No.
Was it me coming at you with a lighted tiki torch?
I think it was just like in a thought balloon over your head. I saw that.
Often
saw
that's the case.
Yeah.
All right.
That's what happened.
All right. So that was fun.
Yeah, yes. that was good.
That was a rousing addition.
I know. I liked that one.
So what do we call it? Your Dr. Phil told you?
Yeah.
All right.
I sent them to you.
And what was the first one? What segment one we called them?
The Situation.
The Situation. Well, I don't know what the fuck we're going to call that part two.
I suggested to you, let bygones be bygones.
That'll work. That way Joe has to see it one more time.
Yes. And just...
A spite title. My favorite type of title.
One more time.
It's my favorite
just
type.
Just to piss you off.
Exactly.
Actually, one of my friends that I met and I was telling her about the show and everything, she looked it up on her phone and she started seeing the titles of the segments. She's just like, these are so funny! She was like, I can't wait to listen to this. Oh, my God. And she was like, of course.
Haven't heard from her since.
She was like, no. She was at least 2 drinks in at this moment. But she was like peeing herself laughing at the titles.
Just from the titles?
Just from the titles. So I was like, that's great.
Have you heard from her since?
Oh, yeah.
Has she listened?
I don't think so.
Love the titles. Can't be bothered to listen.
She's a busy young woman.
How young?
she's in her 20s.
Yeah, we need to get more of them hot young bitches.
And she is hot.
Yeah, we need more of them hot young. We got the hot not young bitches. We need to get the hot young bitches.
Yeah, we do.
I need that for my ego. Especially when Joe tells me I'm pretty much Geritol and Lisa fucking chimes in. And, you know, I need some younger bitches to fawn over the genius. That's what I need.
Yeah.
So good job, Helix.
Yeah, well, I'm trying
me young wenches and whores.
I tried.
What'd she look like?
She's beautiful.
Really?
She's really beautiful.
But here's the thing about Pip. I mean, this girl might be gorgeous, but Pip lies. Because we know this. Pip will say, I have a funny story, and then not. So you can't judge by Pip.
That's not fair. She is, and I can prove it.
Really?
I can.
All right. We'll have Joe. Well, Joe's not allowed to have an opinion. I'll assess.
Okay. I'm going in.
Balls have been kicked. Opinions have been given.
I don't want you to use her name on the air.
I will not use her name. Do I use your name on the air?
No, you don't. Only I do by mistake.
Exactly. Yeah. It's been a couple of years. We're due for the big reveal. Who is this bitch?
I should. Any minute now, I'll do it again. Okay. So let me find...
Riveting radio as Pip goes through her Facebook
Joe
looks away.
No, he can't stand to look because
Joe cannot look, won't look. Yeah. His heart belongs to another, as do his eyes.
Let me get. I guess the profile picture would be the best.
How about you fucking get your ass on this?
I'm working on it.
Are you?
Yeah, I am.
Are
you?
Come
on. I'm double clicking like a mother. All right, let me turn this
mother
around
of cats.
So I can say.
Oh, wait, hold on. I gotta get a better angle.
I can't hold this with this. Arm.
Joe, hold it for the woman.
Could you hold this? Because my arm is
killing me. Face it towards me.
Yeah. There you go.
Oh, yeah. She's very pretty.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah. Look at that. Yeah. All right, and that tree's not so bad either. She's standing next to a tree.
I know what a beautiful girl looks like. I'm not completely immune.
Poor Pip had to say, excuse me. I'm leaving a puddle. I'll be back.
Yeah, go excuse yourself.
Where'd you see her? At a concert?
We went to a concert and a group of people met up beforehand. And
hey, would have told me you had people like this hanging out, maybe I'd go see Wynwood.
Yeah,
I just figured it was a bunch of people like us, and I don't need to see people like us because we're us.
No, he attracts some hot babes too.
Really?
Yeah.
I would not have gathered that.
Oh yeah.
Does he have a good-looking son? I don't understand.
He does.
All right, so they're there to see the son. The son's in the band.
No, he's doing roadie stuff.
All right, they're to bang the roadie. That's why they're there.
No, she was actually there.
Well, she's not going to ignore the dad.
She likes the music, you know?
Yeah, sure she does. She's a huge fan.
She is.
Really?
Yeah, she really is.
I guess I could tell because the long dress, not really revealing.
The long, that's not the only picture.
All right, show me some revealing stuff.
All right, let me.
We'll be posting these online.
All right. Oh my God!
Can you imagine?
I feel like I'm pimping out my friend here.
I feel like 6 years of this show. It's about fucking time.
Wait, look,
I have to justify your existence somehow.
I can approve it. I have attractive friends.
I figured Joe was the best looking one you had.
No,
I figured a peek at Joe.
I have
waiting for Huggy Bear to get the pictures up there.
I know.
Huggy Bear?
Right? Yeah.
That was the pimp on Starsky and Hutch.
I understand, but I got you. That was
yeah. Well, hold on a second. I'm getting warm with this velvet suit.
Hold on. Pip has to go to her Pornhub profile.
Yeah. Hold on a second now.
Pip's looking her up on My Free Cams. We'll be right with you. You can even hear what she sounds like coming.
oh my. All right, let's see.
All right,
maybe get a gig writing jokes in between.
Okay.
Yeah, did not last, but that would be a good gig.
Can you grab this from me, Joe? Because I can't.
Why don't you just unplug it? It's cockeyed.
Well, so are you. Looking at hot babes.
Oh, yeah, she's pretty.
Yeah.
She's a pretty girl. That's not revealing, though. You and I have a different definition of revealing.
Well, it was the first thing that I came across that had, like,
it's not going to be the first thing I come across. You need a little bit more skin.
That changed. That changed.
Because somebody hit an arrow or something.
Yeah.
Relax.
Oh, all right.
She's like all fucking confused.
Yeah, well, I'm easily confused.
Ugh, do you stink?
I'm looking for something that fits your category.
Let's all whore out our friends. That'll be a new segment on this show.
Whore out our friends. Here's a close-up on her face.
Pretty girl. Pretty girl.
Very pretty, isn't she?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Shocked she would talk to you.
I know. So was I.
Funny.
I know she won't talk to me.
No, she has better taste.
I assumed. I'm shocked anybody talks to me. Once again, which is why I stay down here in my little fucking hermetically sealed cave.
And well you should.
As well I should for everybody. But yeah, get her to listen.
I tried.
You know, we could hook her up with the trucker Tom. Mm.
I don't think she lives anywhere near him.
All the better. He's dated long distance before.
Yeah, I know he has. And see how that's worked out.
Oh, yeah, truck and get to him.
Yeah, well, that's true. What he did.
All right. Well, maybe she'll drive. Yeah. He can cook for her when she arrives.
That's true.
Yeah, sure.
And pet the dog.
Yes, we can all pet Bella.
Oh, who
yes.
loves Bella? Oh, Bella's a baby.
She is. She's the most adorable.
All right,
doggy.
I'm not doing fucking Trucker Tom's pit bull talk.
I just want, is he out there? So we have to do a tail ID.
No, he's not talking to us right now.
He's not talking. He's giving us the cold shoulder.
Funny.
All right, no, he wasn't into that.
I've learned that Pip has attractive friends.
I do.
I am impressed.
Thank
I don't know,
you.
I don't know why I doubted you.
You see, you should learn.
I have learned.
Yeah, I'm not finding it. She doesn't really wear, like, skimpy.
I wonder if people go through other people's, like, Facebook pages and see if they have, like, attractive friends and then friend request them and all. I'm sure
that's creepy.
Yeah.
So it happens.
Do, but it's
so it happens.
Yeah, sure. Anything can happen. That's creepy.
Why is it creepy?
Why is it
just
creepy?
You're just scouting. It's like a Tinder without a swipe.
It's just, you know, it's, you know.
Is it really creepy? I don't know. How creepy is it? All my friends are hidden unless you're my friend. So, like, a random
dude.
So
you find this stranger and then your friend you know, you go into somebody else's page, you go into all this stuff, you find somebody that you like, and then you find out and then your friend requests them. That's creepy.
You just described online dating. It's essentially the same thing.
That's pretty much what
I mean,
is.
At least on their Facebook page, you can see what they like to do. Oh, they're outdoor girls, or they have cats, or whatever. Right. And, you know, it's essentially dating.
Yeah. I had a friend. I still have a friend who...
Glad to go. She didn't lose her life.
She likes this one particular band, and there's this guy that is so unattractive.
Unattractive.
Oh, my God.
Unattractive?
Oh, he should be under a bridge taking money from people. Gotcha. He's just scary. Oh, he's a little troll. He's a little troll beast.
That's a horrible thing to say.
You would see him and say, yes, she's right. Oh, my God, she's so right.
And they think she's the nice one.
I'm not being nice right now.
Just some random dude. Helix is fucking eviscerating.
No, because he also has a nasty little creepy personality, too. He glommed on to my friend, and he's like, hey, so I'm going to go see the band. You going to go see the band? Do you want to share a hotel room? She's like,
Hey, slow down, pal. Let's start with an Uber and go from there.
I know.
Yeah, right.
Right. I mean, the first thing he's like, it would have two double beds. It would be fine. It's like, no.
Well, his definition of fine.
Yeah. I'll be breathing your air. No, it won't fucking be fine.
I don't want to be breathing your air.
You're two 12-year-old buddies, you would be cool. You have pillow fights and shit and watch TV and stuff like that. But, you know.
But I'm a grown woman
adult,
with a sense of self-preservation. No, we will not be sharing a room.
How well did he know her?
Hardly.
Like, define hardly.
Like, they to say hello at a show.
Oh, well.
That's it. And he's like, then she doesn't answer him. And he came back at her like, I don't know if I offended you or not.
You didn't offend me. You creeped me the fuck
out.
Yeah,
exactly. And I saw this in person because he schmoozed himself up next to her while we were at a show together. And I'm like, oh, my God, that's the guy. And, then because we all liked pictures of the band at this performance and he knew I was there, I could tell he started creeping on my page because all of a sudden he started liking pictures on my that went back. He started liking pictures on my page. And I'm like, ew. So
what's he look like? You got a picture of him?
Let me see if I can find a picture.
Sure, we have 20 hours to kill.
I know. Well, this might take a little while.
I just
while.
Thought if he was a Facebook friend of yours. Or...
No.
All right, so does your friend have options?
Yeah, she knows, but he's also...
No, I mean, does she have options in dating?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Because if you have options, you don't need to pay attention to Creepster.
I know.
If you don't have options, a hotel's a hotel.
But see, he's like, he's nice, he's close to the band... And
everybody needs like a mascot.
Yeah, and he kind of is. But she doesn't want him to get mad. And also, she's seen him in other situations become
jerking
really nasty with people. Yeah.
You're not coming to Azaleas.
They're supposed to bloom, and I don't think that's going to help.
I don't think it is. Oh, my God. That's not helping at all.
You know, that bush was supposed to attract hummingbirds. That was attracting nothing.
It's attracting hummingbirds, not hummingbirds.
Ah, very good. See, puns are fun. See, I'll let bygones be bygones. I don't give a shit. You did that on the air. I put up a Facebook post. By the worst offenses, clearly you are in the wrong.
Oh, my God, that's hilarious.
All right.
Oh, what a mess.
I think we are going to run out of time.
Yeah, we are.
Because we can't find your troll-like friend.
No, I can't. Yeah. And
did you look into your picture of Bridges?
Yeah, I'm looking for snarl.
Is he like short?
Yes.
How short? Shorter than me?
Shorter than me. I'm shorter than you.
Okay.
And
fat?
Yes.
Oily skin?
Looks pasty.
Oily hair?
I have not touched him.
Oily hair?
What hair he has?
Ooh. Oh, and not. Not a good bald look. Little hair on the sides.
Yeah.
But bald in the front.
Oh, yeah. All the way in the back.
That's unfortunate. Mm. All the way in the back.
Like starting in the front and moving away all the way in the back. He's got, as I remember, he's got that little, you know, kind of like the monk.
The toilet seat. He's got the toilet seat look.
I had not heard of it that way.
I just made it up.
He's got the
public toilet seat look. You know, where it's like on the sides, but right in the front there's a cutout.
Oh my God. Yes, that's pretty much it. That's appropriate.
Sure.
I was like, but when she told me about this guy and then all of a sudden I saw him in person and he gave her a gift at the show and she's like
crabs.
Embarrassed to get to receive it, but she
it's condoms.
Rude.
You want to use them?
Embarrassed. What was the gift?
It was an album that they had talked about at some point.
Oh, well, that's nice.
It was very thoughtful. It's just
see, guys, don't be fucking thoughtful. Be attractive.
Don't be thoughtful if you're like a little creep.
You know what? If this guy's good looking, she's fucking flattered.
Maybe.
Yes. Yeah. If he's buff and tanned and gives her an out, I was thinking of you, then it's the sweetest fucking thing.
Oh, if he handed her a plate of shit, he'd be attractive too.
Right, exactly. But because he's troll-like, it's creepy.
Well, there are other troll-like.
See, that's it. Well, if you're
personality traits.
If you're fugly, don't even bother with gifts. You're out of the game.
If he was fugly and nice, I mean,
no. If you're fugly, it's over. Commit to a life of masturbation. That is the answer. That is the best advice. I'm not going to beat around the bush because you're going to have to. I'm not going to listen. If you're ugly, it's over. Unless you can find another ugly. By all means, herd up.
Herd up.
Uglies can make other uglies. That's fine.
Yes.
But if you're really ugly, personality doesn't matter to attractive.
No.
It just doesn't matter.
No.
Now, if you have money, that supersedes everything.
No, but personality does matter, but
he has
ugly and bad personality.
No, it doesn't.
Oh, yeah, it does.
Then he could be in the fucking friend zone.
Yeah.
She's still not sharing a hotel room with him,
even
if there is a continental breakfast.
No. No one's eating anything.
Exactly.
No.
If he was attractive, this would be a possibility. It's a recurring theme. People be attractive. I don't know how many times I have to tell you.
It's like, work on it,
damn it. I can't stress it enough. Stop being ugly.
Stop being ugly. I'll work on that immediately.
Don't you think that's good advice, Joe?
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes, I think so, too.
Good. I try to help the people.
You know what? That was a pretty good lecture.
Exactly.
I feel pretty beat up.
And if you're ugly, be honest with yourself. Fucking own the ug.
Own it.
Get a nice porn subscription. A lot of this shit's free, I hear.
I hear. Oh, please. How many links do you have on your favorites?
None.
No porn. No porn links.
I don't even know how to set up favorites, no.
Come on.
I don't have favorites.
You...
Yeah, I don't even like you.
I know you don't.
Let alone favorites. No, I don't have favorites. Like, if I have favorites, they're the presets that came.
Okay.
So
that's interesting.
Yeah.
All right.
Do I really? Why is typing out a website, a URL, really that difficult that I need to have a fucking favorite?
Yeah, you do it by bottom of time. Just clicking it, it's there.
So you're a favorites guy.
Yeah.
Huh. I'm a favorites girl.
Not me. I'll type in eBay. I'm fine with it.
That's okay. I mean, but if it's something that you go to all the time, I like that it remembers. All I have to say is F, and it goes to Facebook. I spend too much time there.
Yeah, it does do that. So
you know?
Yeah.
It remembers some stuff. I don't know if you want people knowing it remembers certain other things, though. That's why you clear, find this guy.
You clear your history. All right, let's fucking enough.
That's a fucking enough.
That's enough. Enough all of right. the enough enough of this guckery.
All right.
Tower of Energy is an Tower of Energy is an energy solutions consulting company that specializes in residential and commercial lighting solutions. Run by a 15-year lighting professional who can guide you through the world of architectural-grade, environmentally friendly lighting for your home or commercial property. Tower of Energy is on the cutting edge of today's lighting technology. You can find them on Facebook by searching Tower of Energy LLC. We hope to have Russ in studio sometime in September.
Oh, that would be nice.
It would be nice.
Yes.
If you're in the mood for great Italian food, then you need to go to Francesca's in Woodland Park, New Jersey. Chef-owner Frank Giancarelli cooks authentic Italian cuisine made with the freshest ingredients and panache that will make Francesca's your place to go with friends and family. The restaurant has a Mediterranean decor done in a non-pretentious way. It feels cozy and intimate, yet still elegant. Francesca's even has a private party room where you can host family get-togethers and corporate functions. Francesca's features off-site catering as well. Stop by Francesca's for lunch or dinner at 568 McBride Avenue in Woodland Park, New Jersey, or give them a call at 973-925-1100. You can even go to their website at francescos-restaurant.com.
Portobello is Bergen County, New Jersey's most exclusive fine dining Italian restaurant. The Tuscan Villa setting will make you feel like you've been transported to the old country. And every dish is prepared with care and attention to detail. And the Portobello chefs are happy to cater to any dietary need, thus ensuring every visit is not just a meal, but an experience. Portobello is open for lunch and dinner at Monday through Saturday. And on Sunday, Portobello features a sumptuous brunch in addition to their dinner menu, which is available all day. Friday and Saturday nights are Portobello features live entertainment starting at 9 p.m. Portobello Banquets, it's your destination for that special event such as a Sweet 16, wedding, office party, or anything that has to impress. And their professional staff will ensure that your event will not be just an occasion but a memory. Portobello Banquets also hosts the popular comedy nights throughout the year, which are produced by Side-Splitting Productions owner Davin of Davin's Den. Davin, what do we got coming up?
October 27th.
Look out for that show. It's going to be a good one. Experience all that Portobello has to offer at 175 Ramapo Valley Road in Oakland, New Jersey. Learn more. Call them. 201-337-8990. That's 201-337-8990. Or visit their website, portobellonj.com. You deserve the best. A great night out. A great time. You deserve Portobello.
I just got to address something on my Facebook page. I'm not going to type on it, so I'll just fucking share this with you.
Yeah.
So there's a whole conversation going on my Facebook page, as often does, from people on the left and the right. They have wholesome, full-throated conversations on my on my page. Obviously, what happened in Virginia is a big topic of conversation.
Oh, of course.
You know. And the president's comments, his various comments throughout the weekend. So my friend says, you know, this is fascism. You know, what are you supposed to do with Nazis? You know, it's fascism. We fought at war, blah, blah, blah. So then a Trump supporter writes this. And I'm not going to get into this whole conversation about Charlottesville right now. But he goes, a swastika in India means peace. It has different symbols and meanings. You sound very uneducated. No. We're no.
But not in the context that they have. But I will.
Right. That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm.
But I will. I will say something. I was bringing up a plug, and I saw what your post was in regards to the whole demonstration where you said that it's make it still sound one sided. You got to remember those.
I guess we are talking about Charlottesville.
But just really quick, though.
This ain't going to be quick. What are you? You just woke up. You just got your fifth wind. Are you fucking kidding me? All right. Let's go. Roll up the sleeves. Put on your hoodie. I'll wear the hoodie. I guess I'll be representing this side. I'll get a yarmulke too, and I'll swish a little.
I'm just saying, when he made that comment that it was, you know, on all sides, when all sides, that fringe group was there was also an alt left fringe group too. Not everybody, but you know, there were plenty of people there.
I don't know how I feel about that group and NIFTA, whatever. How it said, but I will say this. I understand the point. I will say this though. The Nazis were there in battle gear. They were not there for peace. Let me finish. They were there for a peace. They were not there for a peaceful protest. Not the ones marching. They beat up black clergymen with brass knuckles, and we fought a war to defeat the Nazis. And that's what these guys are. I do understand the point, but also keep in mind the cops there did not do their job. Which we have never seen before.
Right, but what I'm saying is this obviously, I mean, this was a radical alt-right fringe group, Nazi group. But the clashes that they had, these guys went there, and it was also an alt-left group there as well.
But if you're the president, you cannot have David Duke tweeting you, thank you. David Duke tweeted thank you after his press conference today.
But David Duke tweeted thank you out of being, you know, ignorant, thinking that Trump was on his side. You also
No, Joe. They honestly on the website Stormfront, after Trump's comments on Saturday, before the ones he made yesterday, they took it as Trump is on our side because he didn't name them. They're not taking it that way.
I understand.
You
that,
might take
but,
it that
but,
way.
But when he got when all of this is coming through, I mean, you could see it the day that, I mean, first of all, it goes. Yeah, this is going to take time. First,
I don't know why you did that.
You know what?
We were wrapping up. We were going to get you out of here.
I know, and I know what you.
He's going to unpack the whole thing now.
I know exactly.
I didn't even do this.
I know exactly what you were doing, and I appreciate it. I go in. We had to go to plugs, and I'm doing. We have the band. Playing Friday night. I'm getting that. And for some reason, it brings up on the page, and you made the comment on there that was kind of one-sided, that the other you make it sounded like the other groups there were innocent. Where I'm not taking any away from the alt-right group, but there were a lot of alt-left groups there that were looking
but
for
you,
violence themselves.
You need to understand the context of President Trump and all the things that surround him and all the comments and not comments that he's made through the years since he started running, when he had trouble denouncing David Duke last year on Jake Tapper's show, when he said, I don't know who he is, when years earlier he did denounce him. You have all this context in history. You know, whether rightly or wrongly, I'm going to be honest, I'm starting to think rightly. I wasn't always of that mind. You know you're Donald Trump. You know people think this of you. You have to make – there's a time and a place where you can comment on the alt-left. You can certainly do that at another time, but it can't be after what we saw after a young woman lost her life.
I know, but the thing about it is that the violence, the alt-left, not as guilty and as violent as the alt-right, but they were there. They were there
but
with weapons.
You,
they were, you know,
you
but
can't
you
have an equivalent with the Nazis.
But you have to – you have to go, look, it's on both sides. We got to stop. On both sides, we got to stop.
And that conversation can happen. That conversation can definitely
but
happen.
But that's what he meant.
But listen to me. He can start that conversation. But on Saturday, he needed to call out the white supremacists. If he wants to revisit this in a couple of months after things die down, after he's soothed the nation, because that's what part of being a president is, that they soothe the nation. That's a big part of the thing. After he has calmed us, after all the minorities and all the rational people go, all right, he's my president. I didn't vote for him. He's going to stick up for me. He can have that conversation. Mm-hmm. And people might not want to hear that conversation, but he can have it because he'll have the gravitas of when the time came, he slammed these people that wrongly think that they're with him. He slammed them down, and now he wants to double back, and he wants everybody to cool. He can have that conversation, but you got to know when to do it. And if you saw the – I don't know if you saw the press conference today. Saturday, he reads the thing like he don't give a shit. Mm-hmm. Yesterday, the words were very nice. He read it like he don't give a shit. Today, he was full of piss and vinegar like we know Trump can be. Mm-hmm. That's part of the problem.
I think that, but again, you know, the information that was coming in at the time was, you know, you're just seeing this riot on both sides. On both sides, you're seeing this riot
on
both sides.
Listen, we know Trump is not a patient
but
man.
But what you're it's all optics. It's what you're seeing. You're seeing what's coming in is violence on both sides.
Because people were fighting the Nazis. Really, they shouldn't have been given the permit. If you really, the judge fucked up by giving them the permit.
I don't know because look, and that's another. Oh boy, this is going to.
Well, you fucking started it.
I know.
I kind of started it, but you took us here. You're not completely guilty because I answered a Facebook thing.
Right, and that's why. So we both. Stink.
Yeah. I'll agree with you.
I'm not arguing.
I'll give you that.
What is your feelings on the judge's ruling compared to free speech?
It's not complete free speech because can't yell fire in a theater. This was going to cause problems.
Oh, God, yeah.
So he knows it's going to cause problems. So say you give them the permit to march on Saturday, which is what they had the permit mm-hmm. for. Once Friday night happens, where they're marching with their stupid tiki torches and the University of Virginia chanting blood and soil, you fucking take back that permit and go, you know what?
When was the permit issued? What was the timeline?
I don't know when it was issued.
Right, because that's – right.
But it was issued before they came down there.
But –
It was issued like a month ago. It was issued a month ago because it was issued a month ago.
I don't know.
I'll tell you why. Because the guy who killed Heather Heyer told his mother a month ago he was going down. She thought it was a pro Trump rally, she claims, but they had the permit.
I don't know because I think they rescinded it But that's the key. When they reinstated it, and I don't think it was a month
either
before.
Either way.
But it goes, no, I'm sorry.
Once Friday night happens, you got to take away that
but
permit.
But here's the deal. That's the key thing. When was that permit reissued? Was it, you know, like I said.
I'm not exactly sure. But Pip, can you look it up?
I'm trying
to find it. That's the key thing.
Was it the ACLU that sued to get the permit reinstated? It might have even been that, which is crazy.
Because that's the key thing. Because if they reinstated it after what they saw Friday night, yeah, they're morons.
But going back to the issue with the president, he sees these people chanting his name. He sees them wearing "Make America Great Again." You're the president of the United States, man. And I put it on our friend EC's page.
Mm-hmm.
You gotta go. No, I am not your president. I do not want to be affiliated with you. I am everybody else's president. Even if you didn't vote for me, I am your president. I will protect you from terror, whether it be domestic or foreign born. That's what he should have said. You don't try to equivocate. No, they don't represent me. I want nothing to do with them. These people are nuts. You can think what you think about me, but that does not represent me. He doesn't do it. He didn't do it, and then he went back and doubled.
Might have been on the information that was coming in. You know, sometimes you get a certain amount of information, but
other
things are still, you know.
Other politicians were already commenting, and he waited 2 days. You want to say he had to wait till Saturday night? Wait till Saturday night. Sunday he could have done. His daughter Ivanka retweets something pretty strong and naming white nationalists and Nazis, all that shit. Donald Trump always retweets Ivanka. He didn't retweet that. There's fucking something wrong. I know you love this guy. There's something wrong.
I'm not blindly in love, but what I'm saying is...
I kind of think you are.
No.
If Hillary pulled this shit, you would be so done with it.
But
I'd be done with it.
But still, my whole thing was, it was on both sides. It was on both sides. Now, I'm not saying...
But he equivocated. You can't equivocate with Nazis. We fucking... As Orrin Hatch...
But you can't equivocate with people that are ripping down statues, damaging property.
All right, a statue is not the same as beating somebody up.
But still, it's the same... It's in the same context.
You know what? We all
lawlessness.
Well, we all cheered when Saddam...
You have to say... Look...
We all cheered when Saddam Hussein's statue came down. We fucking made that happen. We cheered when they beat it with a shoe. We all cheered. I remember the image.
Yeah, but it wasn't in Virginia, you know?
I understand.
But it's there's a fraction of the alt-left that is getting out of hand. And they're is almost as bad as the alt-right, the Nazi front. They're almost as lawless as that. And you had,
I can tell you is it was the alt-right that killed a woman on Saturday. That's the end of the fucking conversation. That's what he should focus on. He hasn't even named her.
But
has not even fucking named her.
But if there is two rival groups and they get in a fight and and somebody gets killed, shouldn't it be on both parts of the groups that brought them there together that brought the violence to this level?
There would not have been left people there if the Nazis had not gotten a permit to march.
Yeah,
a lot of things went wrong.
If the president really wanted to come down on this, if he wanted to fucking name everybody, he could have gone with the judge. The judge should not have. I don't know why they're giving that permit. Nobody needs to see these people marching. It's going to cause a problem. He could have gone on the police. We've never seen a police force not get in the fucking in between protesters. That's why, you know, when you'll say like Black Lives Matter and they're like chanting awful things at the police, they have a right to do. But I'll be like, fuck you. Stop saying that stuff about the police. The police are protecting you and everybody else from getting their ass kicked. That's why you got to love the
but
police.
But that's what I'm saying. And I think he was generalized with what's been going on. It's, you know, on both sides. It's got to stop.
But he... And you know, and I would always give him, with
the information that came in at the time.
Listen, but he went back today and doubled down, which is why I made the statement. He shouldn't have even fucking talked about it today. He really shouldn't have talked about it today. But he went back and doubled down. He could have had the statement. He could have gone, I wouldn't buy it, but if he wanted to go, all right, he didn't have all the information. He gave the speech on Saturday, and then he gave the one he should have given on Monday. That could have been the end of it. That could have been the end of it. Now, people like me would say, well, he was dragged to it, but whatever. We would never know if he was dragged to giving that speech. He gave the speech. He condemned the racists. That was it. He went back and tried to equivocate again. That's what I said. He's done.
What did he say today?
He said the same thing. He said both sides. But
he's right. He's right. You're watching these people today destroy statues, destroy property.
It's a fucking statue.
But it doesn't make a difference.
You didn't have a problem when they were taking a wildlife sanctuary in the West.
You know what? Let me go outside and bash the hood of your car. And then you get, what are you doing? Just the hood. You're damaging property. You're being anarchists.
But you can't make it equivalent with killing a person.
But it had a hand.
No, Pip had the equivalent. Pip had the equivalent. Before the show, we were talking about this. Up in Massachusetts, somebody vandalized, for the second time in a month, a Holocaust museum. So that's they smashed
a memorial.
A memorial. So that's the equivalent. Both the vandalizing the Confederate statue. Both assholes. Both sides. On the left, who did that to the statues? If it's the left, I guess it is. And the right, who vandalized the Holocaust statue? I guess it's the right. If you want to do that, that's the equivalent. Both assholes. I won't argue with you on that. But once you start talking about violence and beating people up, and like I said, the difference is, a woman died today. She wasn't armed. This guy fucking drove his car into people. He knew what he was going to do. That's why I'm saying, you know, there's a time and a place. And Trump doesn't think like that.
No, but you missed the part about the whole point is the kid who vandalized the Holocaust memorial, he was vandalizing something the memorialized victims of an atrocity. Those people were ripping down the figurehead of treason against our country.
That was more on point than before, on before the show. Yeah, I mean, that's true. I mean, really. I mean,
I'm
I don't want to get...
I'm not saying that vandalism is good.
Figurehead of treason?
The Confederate. That was treason.
The Civil War?
Yeah, but here's the thing about taking down these statues and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. You can't... This was a part of heritage, and this is a part of a history that people need to understand.
I agree.
Yeah, I agree.
And if you don't, if you start taking down these statues, if somebody sees General Lee, a little person, you know, if 40 years from now, who was that? That was General Lee. Well, what would happen with General Lee? Well, let me explain how this was.
You know
a
where
deep
we put dark, these things?
You know,
I agree with you. We should not whitewash this.
We should not.
I agree with you 100%. But we have museums for this shit.
And
I mean,
we
that's
have history
we have Holocaust.
Books.
Well, I don't know about our history books, but we should. We have Holocaust museums. Put the stuff in a museum. I'm all
schools,
full.
Schools but, still teach the Civil
but
War.
But still, you know, I mean, it was.
We don't need it in a park.
But
we don't,
but suddenly, but this wasn't stuff that was put there 2 weeks ago. This
no,
is
actually, they're still building the stuff. I just saw a statistic. They're still building the stuff. Things are still going up. And listen, history does not celebrate losers. The South lost. The shit is over. That's why you go to Germany. They don't have a picture of Hitler. You know, they don't have, you know, they have the concentration camps to memorialize the victims.
But they don't have Himmler Park.
Right. You fucking lost. That's the way it was. And if the South beat the North, there wouldn't be anything of fucking Lincoln around.
But right. I think that what they have in with the memorials down there is that is their heritage down there. And this is what.
It's a heritage of treason.
It's a heritage that shows what happened when this country was ripped apart. And it's something to learn from.
You look at it like that, and I don't agree with it, but I can understand it. They look at it like this is the way things should be now. Some of them do. Those people that marched in Virginia thought of it like that. You're looking at it from a historical point. They're looking at it like, we're going to bring it back to that.
If it was in history, like if it was in a museum and they're saying, look at this terrible place that our country was in, look at what these people did, that's one thing. But building a park around a statue in that person's name is celebrating that person.
These people are celebrated. We do not celebrate treason.
Listen,
if California is now, it used to be Texas wanted to secede in Alaska. Listen, if California wanted to secede, it's fucking treason.
But it's our history. It's our history.
I understand.
And our history needs to be documented.
They have reenactments.
Okay, but still, it needs to be documented.
Nobody's saying document.
But suddenly everybody turns, and I'm talking about the existing statues, for everybody to go, oh, now the thing's been up for over 100, you know, 50 years.
It hasn't been.
I'm suddenly offended.
No. People were upset this whole time. Nikki Haley, our ambassador to the United States, Republican, former governor of South Carolina, reversed course on it. She's like, I understand. I get it. We're taking this stuff down.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, if you want it on private property, that's your thing. You know, if you want to have a statue like that on private property, I don't think it should be on state and federal land.
But where does it end?
I just told you.
You know, it's still.
Just don't do it on federal land. Listen, if you want to have a blazing swastika on your front door, and we've done the story where somebody did, I'm not going to say you can't have it. We're all going to know you're an asshole. That's your right to be an asshole. Mm. I support your right to be an asshole. But there's a lot involved.
Well, I'm sorry, where he's getting at this with, though, is he's saying, where does it end? Like, I think it's a really false equivalency for Trump to say, well, are we going to start taking down statues of Washington? No.
That's what he
said.
Because
he was a patriot. General
he founded
Lee,
his country.
Not a patriot.
They're getting crazy with stuff. People want to take Teddy Roosevelt down.
I haven't heard that.
And stuff like that was
either.
In the news today. You know,
the only thing that's crazy, the only thing people are upset about are the Confederates. Listen, as a Jew, If there was a like, if there was like a Himmler Park in town, I'd be a little offended. But listen, I get it. I get it, man. We enslaved people. It's a stain on our history. I get it's people's culture. It was a fucking bad culture. We, you know, and everybody was guilty of it for a time.
Yeah.
And then part of the country, more or less, to make it real simple, said, nuh-uh, no more of this shit. And the other part of the country said, uh-huh. And that part fucking lost. Yeah. And it's over. You don't celebrate the Washington Generals. No, they get their asses kicked by the Harlem Globetrotters and nobody wears their jerseys. That's the fucking end. You go see the Globetrotters. You don't go see the Generals. Nobody fucking cares about the losers. Trust me, I'm a Jets fan. Nobody cares about the losers.
And it's like we can learn from the losers.
Absolutely.
But we don't celebrate
You don't celebrate it. I don't even know why we're having reenactments, to be honest with you, but okay.
People love that stuff.
That's fine. It's theater, I guess. Bunch of fat guys running around, hands on knees to take a sandwich as they charge. I get it.
I have a friend who...
Sounds like this football team you played on when you were...
Well, we didn't have union. We didn't have Confederate uniforms.
I just played for the mortgage place.
I don't think
our captain was William Jefferson Davis, but I get your point.
I have a friend who does that. He does Revolutionary War enactments, and he always plays England.
Maybe he thinks it'll be different.
He always plays a Tory. I don't know. I don't want to tell him how it ends.
Listen, honestly, I think today you're not going to win his. I think it's done. I think it's done for him.
No, not at all.
The guy's in the low 30s, and I don't see how it.
So was Lincoln when he was president. I mean, basically, right now, I have never seen anybody.
They had polls.
Yeah. Lincoln was that, yeah, because of because everybody is so against Trump, they never get. I'm telling you,
he doesn't give us a chance to be for him. I want to be. Listen, I'd love to be for him. I keep waiting. Why don't you have anything nice to say? Well, what do you, something good,
maybe
I will.
Something nice to
say. I didn't slam him on the thing with North Korea. I thought it was funny. I thought it was scary.
And he also backed down, too.
Well, again, we don't know why. But I didn't slam him on it because I didn't know how it was going to turn out.
Right.
You know, it was unclear. And if we learn through history and time that because he talked tough and they gave up their nuclear weapons, then I'll give him all the credit in the world. I got no problem for it.
Yeah, but you got to remember, like, also with that thing, you had these left people. The anarchists that were goading these Nazis. Now, I'm not saying...
They're fucking Nazis!
But what I'm saying is they're throwing gas on the fire. They were...
The fire shouldn't be there. This is America. We fought a fucking war to defeat this shit.
Then the argument should be over the permit. And when the
I just said that.
But what I'm saying, you're right. When the permit was issued, because like I said, they reissued the permit. And when the permit was issued, and if it was restated... After that demonstration on Friday. Now, I'm going out on the limb and I'm not sure. I don't know if you want to
find it.
I couldn't figure it out.
All right, yeah, because if you want to do a fact check, fine.
No.
I think that the permit was reissued early on Saturday morning. I think. So
Wait a second. I saw August 12th.
Well, today's the 15th, so that would be right.
Yeah, because they had issued it. Then they tried to rescind it, and a federal judge reinstated it.
Right.
And the article said August 12th.
Right, exactly.
It's radio, but I'm just like, what the fuck?
But exactly. Which brings me to your point on that Friday night. If they saw it and saw what was the possibility, why do you issue it on the Saturday morning knowing
and on Friday night, why aren't they all fucking arrested? Because they didn't have a permit to march on the University of Virginia. It was handled really, really badly.
Really badly.
The president didn't hit on those points. Mm-mm. If he would have hit on those points, a lot of people go, well, it's uncomfortable. Yeah. I mean, he doesn't have a problem with judges. He fucking rips them apart when they're ethnicity. I mean, he should have said, listen, I don't even know why these guys got that permit. But again, the perception is it goes against the alt-right if he does that. I'm telling you, man, this guy's a narcissist. He knows these people vote for him, and he needs to do more to distance himself. He doesn't want to, though. There's only so many times you go, well, it's an omission. He's new at this. He doesn't want to.
I don't, but still,
he's got to be better. He's got to be the president of all of us.
It seemed like when he made that statement, he was because he was calling out these alt-left anarchists.
So let's say he thought it was good enough. Let's say he had his heart in the right place with the statement. Once you start to see all that criticism coming in, not just from the left, they're going to if they get a really good speech, they might not have. But when you start seeing it from the right, when the right is criticizing and challenging you and demanding, and that's what came out, senators, congressmen were demanding he do better. Later on that night, you go, listen, maybe I wasn't clear enough. I cannot be more clear. We got to love each other. We got to do better. But specifically, we got to wipe out the alt-right the white fascists, whatever the fuck he wanted to say.
Yeah.
That's what he had opportunity.
I think it was on the right. They were just
dude. Would
once
you be
again,
give, would you if this was Obama? Would you be giving him this benefit of a doubt on this?
Yeah.
I don't think so, yeah. Man. I don't think this is bad.
And I don't think anybody's giving him Trump a benefit because he's Trump.
No, but that...
Yeah, it's true.
Well, but see, true. That goes with the whole idea of if it walks like a duck and if it quacks like a duck. We've seen this duck in action.
Yeah.
I don't think that I can believe that he had good thoughts.
I believe he doubled down because it was both sides.
Like I think you were all in with this guy for whatever reason.
It's not all in. There's a radical fringe of the left.
I understand.
That never gets called out.
I understand. But that was not the issue on Saturday.
The issue was the issue on hand was it was a radical alt-right movement going, you know, being totally in a terrorist fashion, but they were goaded by the radical alt-left.
Alt-left does not look to Bernie Sanders as their guy.
I understand
that. Alt-right is saying we finally have a president.
Both had a hand in Saturday of getting the situation escalated.
I understand, but like I said before, you need to have context with this. I understand what you're saying. Mm-hmm. I get your point, but like I said, the alt-left never thought Obama's our guy, Hillary's our girl, Bernie's our guy. The alt-right believes Donald Trump is their guy. They finally have somebody that they've never had before. That is Donald Trump's issue. Whether it's fair or unfair, we all have our opinions on that. That is the real issue. And if he wants to govern, and that's why I was saying he's done, if he wants to govern this nation effectively, he needs to distance himself the fuck from that right quick. Otherwise, it is unmanageable. Mm-hmm. He is not, because the Republican Congress isn't going to work with him. The Republican Senate isn't going to work with him. His poll numbers are going to keep on dropping, and he's just going to get worse and worse. He's going to get nothing done. If he cares about his agenda, which again, we could discuss another time whether he does or not, but if he does care about the things that he said he cared about, he needs to make this shit right. Even if he thinks it's unfair, which I'm guessing he does, 70% of us, 21% of Republicans, last time I checked before this, don't think it's unfair. And that's his reality. That's what he's got to do. And let's get the fuck out of here. We were doing plugs. God damn us. Not you, Pip. Just me and Joe.
Thank you.
No, that wasn't your fault. That was ours.
I wouldn't. And the funny thing about the whole thing was I saw that and we were going to bring it up, but I was going to bring it up after the show.
And we'd still be here.
But exactly. But the whole thing was I knew what you were trying to do because you knew I was tired. And the thing about it was is that I wouldn't have
you
said
perked
anything,
right up.
But I wouldn't have said anything to
you're
you.
You're like Trump when Jim Acosta walks in.
You mentioned the comment. And
God damn it.
Because it was just such a fucking ridiculous comment.
Yes.
Of somebody, I'm sorry, Joe, of a Trump supporter, like, totally like, what are you even fucking, swastika means all things. Yeah, that's not what we were talking about in Charlottesville. It meant one fucking thing, and it wasn't peace.
Yeah, and it's like, okay, it used to mean that. It doesn't mean that anymore.
All right, break it up. We could go.
No, but even you would agree on Saturday.
Of course.
Yes, thank
and
you.
It also, we also have to agree that, you know, it basically, as the investigation goes, they're going to find out what they said. That permit, after watching what went on Friday night, that permit was issued,
yeah,
on which goes back, which I agree with him. Well, it's, you know, I can say, well, it's a free, after watching that, no, it's not, it's yeah, yelling fire in a movie theater.
Yeah, yeah. I agree.
I believe the term was blood and soil, which I learned and was telling Pip was the phrase of the Nazis' agricultural department. You can't have that.
No.
You can't have that. People in our families and people we know's families died to wipe out fascism and Nazism. We can't let it leave now.
Creep
so,
back in, like
so
it is in Europe.
If the alt-left is an issue, which it may or may not be, Joe might know more about it than I do, then we got to deal with the violent people on the left, too. But
yeah,
right now, we got an issue on the right that we got to deal with. Mm-hmm. Let's deal with that. Then we'll get rid of the goons on the left.
We can go on because I got things to say.
Of course you do.
God damn it. Sometimes you feel like a slice.
God damn it. Yes,
sometimes you need much more.
Sometimes.
A quick bite or a feast befitting San Gennaro. Jen Carelli's Pizza and
She's
Restaurant
angry.
Is the place to go when you went to Manja Manja.
You'll
Jen
get
Carelli's
you.
In
I
Hamburg,
don't hear
New
it now.
Jersey. Hamburg, New Jersey features a wide variety of pizzas, including gluten-free pizza, as well as fresh seafood, succulent meats, delicious desserts, and much more. Jen Carelli's is just like that great pizza parlor you grew up with. Eat in, take out, have it delivered, have Have them cater your party or special event. See their complete menu on their website, www.JenCarelli'sPizzaNJ.com. That's www.JenCarelli'sPizzaNJ.com. Or call them at 973-823-9400. When you eat with Jen Carelli's Pizza and Restaurant at 10 Vernon Avenue in Hamburg, New Jersey, you get wonderful food prepared by a great staff, old world taste at a reasonable price. Nona can't always cook for you, so on those nights when she can't, make her proud and eat at Jen Carelli's.
Yeah, Side Splitting Productions, all your entertainment needs. I promise you it won't be a political conversation. We'll bring you funny people that won't talk about this nonsense. Sidesplittingproductions.com. Give us a call, 551-404-3094, 551-404-3094. We'll give you the best comedians. Pip.
Please listen to Mr. Hell.
Mr. Wow.
Mr.
Wow,
Hell.
Wow, Freudian slip. Slip
it on your old gray bonnet with a blue.
Oh, my God.
I don't know what that is.
Please. It's Bugs Bunny.
Of course it
Please
is.
Please listen to Mr. Helix's music show on the HudsonRiverRadio.com. Now streaming from 3 to 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Monday through Friday. It's a great show. Give him a listen.
Did he work out the podcast situation?
No, they didn't talk about that yet. They had other things in the hopper.
I understand. Big things afoot. Mm. Speaking of foot, go.
Hey, I will be with my band Sexy Susan. We're going to be playing with Danger Danger Reality Suite and Identified Remains at Mexicali Live this coming Friday, August 18th in Teaneck, New Jersey. Come on, we're going to be going on stage at 8 o'clock. If you come to the show, mention that you're here to see Sexy Susan, and we'll have a great time. Also, the fun continues next night, August 19th.
Continues.
Continues.
Does it? Are you going to frolic?
Yeah. Also,
might be frolicking.
August 19th, I will be with Adam Ferrara at Governor's Comedy Club, 7 o'clock and 9:30. Go to govs.com for tickets. Governor's in Levittown. And Sunday, I'll be doing a benefit for my friend. Look on my Facebook page with information on that.
Quick question. Sexy Susan. Sexy S-U-Z-N apostrophe?
Talk to John.
You mean that's Susan, not sexy. Susan, S-U-Z-N.
S-U-Z-N apostrophe.
Well, that's a...
what the heck? Is that a typo? Is that your name?
Talk to John.
You got bad luck with fucking logos.
Why don't you throw an umlaut in there and kill it dead?
Why don't you just fucking bring me into some creation shit for you? Yeah. You're 0 for 2.
Funny.
Thursday, August 17th, I'll be in Linden, New Jersey, performing at the Raymond Wood Bauer Amphitheater. It's an 8 p.m. show, free admission. Check it out, Linden, New Jersey. Well, that was a lot more strenuous than I thought it was going to be.
How's your ankle?
I think it re-injured it.
I know, but if we stop, it's going to hurt.
I got games on Wednesday and Friday. We'll see if I'm still walking by next Tuesday.
Oh, my God. I think we tore my rotator cuff more.
God. You almost got out of here on time.
We're going to walk out of here like the walking wounded, hobbling.
We almost got through an episode. We're not doing really Trump stuff.
Ah, oh, damn it.
Almost made it. We didn't yell at each other, though. That was nice.
No.
Joe's girl
too
says.
Tired.
Now we know when to talk about this horse shit.
I said goodnight to Joe's girl, and she said, okay, see you later. And I said, oh, my God, because you guys started. I go, oh, my God, I'll never get home. She goes, run, get out now.
Save yourself.
It was Tyra. And furthermore.
Oh, you were right the fuck up. Oh, I'll tell you what, Trump talk is your Viagra. You were ready to go. You're all in your little blue shirt like a pill. Ready?
I don't have
Took
to
off your hood like an erect penis. You're ready to go.
I became uncircumcised. I became circumcised.
Ta-da, present head.
That's funny.
I have stuff to talk about, and I will stand proud.
Yeah, right. That turtleneck just went right down.
Leave McConnell out of this.
Funny.
All right, well, that was a lot.
A lot.
A lot.
Yeah.
But it's over now.
Yes.
Okay, well, until next week.
America, try not to kill yourselves.
Please.
Yeah,
or
be,
each other. Try
be
to,
good.
Try to be nice. If you like us, tell a friend. If you hate us,
tell no one.
Either way, please keep on listening.